Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 76 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. This is the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. It's your resource for anyone training hockey players. If you're training hockey players, if you're parenting hockey players, we are talking off-ice training all the time. We've got, at this point, thousands of videos, programs, webinars, and articles all dedicated to the training of hockey players, so we can be your one-stop resource for training. And if you've been tuning in, you'll notice that this is the very first podcast of not only 2020, but for the last 12 months. So we were on a little bit of a break there with the site and with the podcast, but we have very good news coming up today. I'm going to share a special announcement here during this episode, and we're really excited for the future of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. And actually what's happening is a young gentleman by the name of David Rosales, who has been a contributor on the site. He has also popped up and been one of our most consistent guys to pop up in the forum. We've had lots and lots of super intelligent questions from him over the years. And so finally, we've been in conversation, and we have decided that with where my business is, my brick and mortar business, and with Daryl Nelson, who was the other partner in HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, is not with the national team anymore. He's moved out of the state, so things have just gotten really tough for us to run it. And we're looking, we kind of let everybody know that we're looking for someone super qualified, super excited, and somebody who can sort of reignite the passion here with this website. And so with us on the phone today is David Rosales, and David is going to be taking over HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com this spring, and we are super excited. So David, thank you so much for joining us.
Brian, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to get going.
Well, let's learn a little bit about you first. I know, like I said, I know you from the site, and you're one of those guys that, you know, your name pops up pretty consistently, asking intelligent questions, helping people out with answers. You're somebody who's definitely invested in this field, in strength and conditioning, in hockey strength and conditioning in particular. And now you've kind of amassed these experiences that are going to help you not only contribute to this site, but also manage it and sort of be one who's able to shape where hockey strength and conditioning knowledge goes from here. So talk a little bit about your background, about your experiences, and what your experience can bring to the site.
Yeah, I would like to start this. I would like to go back fairly far. I am, for some context, I am 21 years old. So this site started, I believe, in 2011, which means I was in sixth grade when hockey strength and conditioning started. Mm-hmm. And right around that time was when I started to get involved in strength and conditioning. My mom signed me up in the summer of 2011 or 2012, I believe, for a summer athletic performance class that was outdoors with a strength coach at my eventual high school. And in that summer, I fell in love with working out. I got bigger. I got stronger. I felt more confident as a person. And then I started on my own going through this internet vortex of YouTube videos, of blogs. I started following the likes of Mike Boyle and Eric Cressy, and eventually found resources like HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. And so really from a young age, basically from middle school on, I was really into fitness and even with the goal of becoming a better hockey player. And fast forward a few years into high school, I'm working out at this gym where they had the summer camp. And I was playing juniors at home starting in my sophomore year of high school. And I was very fortunate that my town, or a nearby town, Burlington, Vermont, where I'm from, has a junior team. And so even as young as 16, I had the idea that I was going to take a gap year, because as most of you will know, in the hockey world, it is very common after high school or prep school or wherever you play, to then take a year or two off and play junior hockey before going to college. And so in that time, I was looking for, well, what am I going to do in my gap year besides just play hockey? And I was very fortunate that there was an opening for a personal trainer at the gym where I had worked out since I was 11 or 12 years old. And so from that age of 18, right after I graduated high school, I actually got certified with the NASCA the day after I graduated high school. And then that Monday, I taught an adult fitness class on my own. And I think that anecdote really sums up how I was just thrust into the field. Within a few months, I was running, basically running our youth program. I was helping out with high school teams. I was running some of our adult fitness classes. I was doing one-on-one training. And through all these experiences, I learned an immense amount just through being in the field, coaching people, interacting with people. So then, as I'm doing this, I'm out of school. I'm still reading books. You know, I have Anthony Donskov's Physical Preparation for Ice Hockey on my shelf. I have Mike Boyle's New Functional Training for Sports on my shelf. And I had this realization that the leaders in this field, yes, they know the X's and O's. Yes, they're very good with the exercises. Yes, they know all the exercise science, but they're also great communicators. They speak well. They write well. They're actively creating content. You know, Eric Cressy is another big influence for me on that end. Like, he is a content machine. If you guys follow him, you will know that. And so that inspired me to start writing on my own. You know, I wasn't in school, but I was always an academically motivated person. And so I started writing on a blog for my gym's website. And I basically started our gym's blog. And from there, I just kept writing. I started my own blog. And really, I fell in love with it. Now we can fast forward to the following year. So now this is my last year of juniors. And my junior team, the Vermont Lumberjacks, we had an incredibly beautifully built new facility for strength conditioning and no strength coach. And so I went up to our coach and I was like, "Coach, you and I both know I'm like qualified for this. I would like to run the strength conditioning for our junior program." And in that year, I actually was a coach of my own hockey team, which was a coach. Actually, I was inspired by Colin Shields, who also was a strength conditioning coach of his own hockey team out in the UK. Yep. If you remember that podcast episode.
Yep.
So I'm doing this. I'm reading all of Anthony Donskov's work. I'm reading all of Mike Boyle's work. I'm reading all of Devin McConnell's work. Actually, Intent, Justin and Devin together wrote that book, was really helpful for me as I was navigating running my own team. And then I reached out to Devin that summer or before the summer to ask for an internship. And Devin was like, "Sure." I sent two emails to Devin and then he's like, "Yep, you're good. Come for the summer." And so that was last summer, 2019. That's where I like really got even more confidence as a strength coach, obviously learning from one of the best, brightest minds in our field, Devin McConnell, who's now the head of sports science and reconditioning with the New Jersey Devils. And I asked Brian on like, I think it was the second or third day. I asked Devin, like, "I love this. And writing is one of my passions. Content creation is one of my passions. I really love the communication side of things. And I really love what you have done with hockeystrengthtraining.com." At the time, Devin had been a partner as well with you and Daryl. And he's like, "Yeah, you should talk to Brian about that because I've kind of been hands off." And so I sent an email to Brian saying, "I would like to help out, get more involved writing articles, creating content, curating content." And then I guess, Brian, why don't you tell the rest of that story?
Yeah, I mean, from my end, it was something where, you know, Daryl and I are still good friends, but it just became a place professionally where this became really hard to, you know, if you're doing two things, you're not doing either one of them at 100%. And for me, you know, the brick and mortar business is what supports my family. So I was sort of forced to dedicate all of my time and energy, the time that it wasn't spent with family. All my time and energy is going to the gym there. And it's actually a really challenging, I thought it would be not much of a problem, but it was actually really, it's challenging to change gears mentally. You know, what we talk about at the gym a lot is we have an athlete development program still. That's how we started. We still have that, but you know, at this point now it's mostly general population, and that's who we're talking to. And so for me to change gears from high performance and hockey to marketing to adults was becoming really challenging. And I felt like I wasn't doing either one very well. And so I kind of knew that it was time to step aside and have somebody else who, you know, and this turns out to be an amazing time for you to jump into this with coronavirus lockdowns all over the country. People are forced to turn to the internet for help. And so this is a beautiful time for you to be taking over, especially you're obviously passionate about this. And I'm really excited to see where this goes. You know, with you kind of steering the ship and, you know, picking the content and all of that kind of stuff. I think we together have enough connections now where we're going to get the best interviews for the podcast. We're going to get, the best content contributions for the website. And, I think, you know, I'm excited to see your contribution here to the strength and conditioning, the hockey strength and conditioning world. So, super exciting times here. And I guess talk a little bit about how you're going to move forward, how you see things going and who you're going to help the most.
Yes. So I think in the hockey world, we have this special connection. And whether it's just the shared experiences of waking up early when we were 6, 7, 8 years old, our toes nearly freezing off, but we still love to play hockey. Whether it's our unique language we speak, you know, there are very few people who understand if you say, hey, dude, you need to wheel that puck. Like, you got a wheel there. Or, hey, dude, that guy's, he's just a beauty. Like, he's the biggest beauty in the world, you know?
Beauty is hard to explain.
Yeah, beauty is, and all these words, if, like, wheel is this weird verb that means to go fast, but also means to, like, be good at talking to women, at least in men's hockey locker rooms.
Yeah.
Beauty has connotations of, like, of course, sensuality and you know, all of those things. Yet for us, it's just like a cool person. And so these things that connect the hockey community really make us unique in a lot of ways. And my goal with this platform is to use those aspects that make hockey experiences, hockey language, hockey content unlike anything else. And it's something that can bring us together, whether you're a strength conditioning coach working with hockey players, whether you're a player, whether you're a parent of a hockey player or a former hockey player yourself. This is a platform that I want to feel like a place where we can be ourselves, be the people we are at the rink when we're having the most fun of our life. So that is really my main goal of this platform, is to unite the hockey community, make it a place where people feel safe to be themselves, feel safe to share their ideas, and be very excited to come learn from some of the brightest minds in our field. Especially with the situation we find ourselves in, we are all at home, and a lot of us, myself, I'm very privileged that I'm home safe with my family. And I understand that a lot of people don't necessarily have that privilege. There are people right now struggling with loneliness, with potential depression, you know, with potential suicidal ideation. There are people who are struggling financially, and a place like this, a community of people who you can go to, is very important in any difficult time. And right now, the time period we find ourselves in is a great example of that.
For sure. A virtual community is more important now than ever before. I think, let's say, so if I'm running a gym, and I have some hockey guys that come in for my youth program, and I'm like a former baseball guy, I don't really know much about hockey. Am I going to understand what's going on here? Or is it going to be primarily strength and conditioning talk? Is it going to be primarily targeted towards the parents? Is it going to be, you know, a lot of like former junior hockey players? Who's the language going to be? Or I guess, who's going to be helped by this the most?
I think That is a great question. And I will admit that it isn't a question I do not have a perfect answer to. I do not know a lot of this. Building this platform, a lot of it is going to depend on the content contributions from our coaches. And so whatever narrative that creates, I know the narrative of my language might speak to players more because I don't have the strength conditioning experience that someone like Devin has or that someone like Mike Potenza has to be able to really drop some like intense knowledge bombs on us. But there might be somebody like, I'll give an example, Justin Rothenschofer, who has shifted into his own coaching program. And I really love what he's talking about now. He's talking about the wellness, the strength conditioning side of things, and integrating that with emotional intelligence, with relationships, with everything that goes into a better, that goes into being a better human being. And that ultimately, of course, makes you a better hockey player. So the answer to who is this for? I don't know exactly who this is for, to be completely honest. But I do think that if you are involved in hockey, and if your goal is to become a better hockey player or a better human being through hockey content, then you will find an article, you will find a contributor who speaks to you, whether that's Justin, whether that's Anthony Donskov, whether that's Mike Potenza, whether that's myself. And I hate to put myself in that sentence, but I do make very different content than them. So I do think this has the potential to be for parents. This has the potential to be for strength coaches. This even has potential to be for players who are very motivated to learn about strength conditioning on their own, as I was.
Sure. Well, and I'll say too, as much as we'd like to, you know, it's hard when you're online to know exactly who you're appealing to. But I have had NHL strength coaches come up to me at conferences, or, you know, the different sort of educational things that are out there. And I've had NHL strength coaches approach me and say, hey, I really appreciate the podcast and the site. I always learn something. Like I always pick something up, even though I wouldn't say that every conversation is like NHL caliber training. You know what I mean? So it's interesting because people will pick things up, you know, you pick things up at every level and it never hurts. If you're a lifelong learner, it never hurts to hear the basics again, right? Or you know, something that you air quotes already know, because it all supports the same sort of learning. So, you know, I wouldn't be afraid, just speaking from experience, I think you have the right mindset in that you're going to contribute some, but you're also going to talk to and lean on some of the smartest guys in the field who are going to be contributing the content. Some of it's going to be cutting edge. Some of it's not going to be cutting edge, but there's always going to be value. And there's always, you know, when you read something that helps reinforce something that you already know, there's value in that. So while you don't discount yourself is what I'm saying. Don't think that you have to be cutting edge with every single thing that you say. There's going to be value in every single article. So, I mean, I would give you that advice going forward, just as
somebody who's been
in your shoes, you know?
Yeah. And I would just like to say, I think we get caught up in this world where everybody else seems to have themselves, their life figured out. They're like, oh, I'm studying this and I'm going to do this. At least in my experience, that has been the exact opposite of how my life has gone. I did not know when I was 12 that I was going to take 2 years off from high school and become a personal trainer. I did not know that I was going to go to a academic program where I am creating my own major at New York University. I did not plan on at 21 taking over a website that I have listened to since I was probably 14 or 15 years old. And my point with that is it's okay in your life to just not know where things are going. You know, like when I was 8 years old, I was like, oh, I'm going to the NHL. Like, of course. So plans are great and a great framework. And this is a great discussion for me to work through. I need to think about who is my audience. But at the same time, I understand that everything is fluid. Everything is changing and everything is subject to how the world changes. I think, again, going back to SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, you know, no one saw this coming and no one could have prepared for this. I mean, we could have prepared for it a little bit better, but no one in our industry really could have done too much to foresee this.
Well, and more importantly, what can we do now? You know, what can we contribute now? How can we help now? And so I know going forward, you had some things in mind in terms of making sure, you know, for, especially former members and new members who are just discovering the site are going to have a really easy time getting back into things here. So talk a little bit about what you have kind of planned for the initial few weeks of the site and the special offers that you have to bring people back.
Yes. So we are going to be releasing 2 to 3 pieces of brand new original content every week. Justin is going to be doing a lot. I have a few. Devin's going to be helping out. I've reached out to other coaches who you will meet later on who will be helping out. And I've also spent the last few months, there is a monument of information hidden in this site. And I have gone through and pulled out some of my favorite articles. And so every week on our newsletter, or I'll announce on social media or maybe through the podcast, we will be doing a throwback article of the week. Daryl Nelson has made tons of brilliant articles that still are valid today and are warrant of a discussion of a reconsideration. You know, Mike Potenza has, I couldn't even count. He had like 30 things. And I was like, wow, I need to reread all of these. So there'll be lots of new content, and then we will be going back and having discussions that we haven't had in years. In terms of our special, I am just going to steal this. Actually, the original host of this podcast was Anthony Renna, who you may know from the Strength Coach podcast. I'm just going to steal what he did for strengthcoach.com. We are going to be doing a 30-day special for $1. And then after those 30 days, if you would like to stay on, it will be $14.99 per month. So this will be a great opportunity to just like dig around the website, like see our new content, see our old content, get to know, like come reach out, talk to me, like reach out to the other coaches who contribute to the site, pretty much risk-free.
Well, I know, you know, it's hard now that you're taking over. I'm like, well, you know, I could find time, you know, for me, I'm really excited to see what happens here. And, you know, you've got the connections and you've got a great group of coaches around you. And you've obviously got the passion for helping people understand this and helping people get excited about hockey strength and conditioning. So, I'm really excited to see where it goes. And, you know, I'll be one of those 30-day trial guys on there, and I'm excited to see it. So, how about if anybody wants to get in touch with you, are you good with giving out your email address and
yes, I will do. I will say if you would like to get to me as quickly as possible, I am one of those. I'm not even millennial. I'm below millennial, so I'm like really good at responding to Instagram direct messages. So if you want to go to my Instagram, it's David Rosales Fitness. I will probably reply very quickly. My email address, you can reach me at, I'm probably going to make a hockey strength email address, but for now it is DW, that is my middle initial, Rosales, VT being my home state of Vermont, at gmail.com. So that is DW Rosales, VT at gmail.com. You can reach me. I will respond within 24 to 48 hours like a normal human, but I also encourage you to just, you know, send me a DM. That's cool too.
Okay. Probably easier. Hey. Okay. Well, I'm, like I said, I'm super excited and, I'm looking forward to seeing the site revitalized and, seeing how things go and getting all that great content again. But I'll be there cheering for you. I'll be a member and, can't wait to see it. So, David, thank you so much for joining us and look forward to great things in the future, and we'll talk to you soon.
Brian, thank you so much. I feel incredibly lucky, incredibly privileged to be a part of this, to be spearheading this, and look for some of your throwback articles to be featured soon.
Oh, great. All right. Well, I appreciate it, David.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
All right. That's a wrap for today. Thanks so much to David Rosales for joining us. Remember, if you are getting ready to check out the site, we really want you to dive back in and see what kind of energy David's going to bring, what kind of new information he's going to bring to the table. I know he's been working hard this spring to talk to a dozen hockey training experts to bring the best possible content to the site. So I'm super excited about it. Remember, if you'd like to check it out, once we get going here, We'll get the information out in one of the next couple podcast episodes here. If you would like to just check it out, it's $1 for 30 days, and you'll see on the site, you'll see an opportunity to do that. Another thing that the site is going to do, David's going to offer, for those of you who know you're in, if you know that you're excited about this and you want to be a part of this and you want to help David out, or you want to help him get started, you know, we kind of shut everything down there for the last year or so. And so to get this going and to get off the ground and to help David out, we're going to be offering a very special $99 annual membership. So a one-time $99 membership. You're paying for the year up front. You get a pretty significant discount on that. Typically, it's going to be $139 for that annual membership. So we're offering for $99, you save $40. And it's going to help David get off the ground and make sure that this thing takes off. And I know he's going to do an amazing job with it. So be on the lookout for that soon. It's not quite ready yet, but be on the lookout for that soon. And there's going to be the $1 offer for 30 days. And there's going to be the $99 offer for the year. And so that will only be available for a short, short time. So make sure you stay on the lookout for that. We'll let you know on the next podcast. Thank you so much again to David Rosales, and we look forward to great things from him in the future. Until next time, be sure to train smart and check out HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the world's best resource for training hockey players. Talk to you next time.